This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Analyses of the President and the House Republicans' plans on taxes conclude that the wealthy will receive the largest tax cuts by far. The conservative-leaning Tax Foundation found a smaller gap between the wealthy and everyone else, but a gap nonetheless. Foundation concluded that 4 out of 5 taxpayers would see only a 0.2 to 0.5% cut in after-tax income, while those in the top 5% of the income scale would save at least 10 times as much, or 5.3%. That's nearly $40,000 extra for those at the top compared to $67 for those smack dab in the middle of the income scale. A single objection by an individual senator forces a majority leader under Senate rules to seek cloture, a cumbersome multi-day process culminating in a vote to cut off debate with the support of 60 senators. With a Republican bench of 52 senators, 8 Democrats would have to cross the aisle to achieve cloture. Even then, unless all senators agree to waive their rights to more debate, 30 hours of post-cloture debate ensues. Senators can also threaten to filibuster amendments and other motions. The Egyptian police closed down the offices of an organization that treats victims of torture and violence in the latest escalation of a harsh government crackdown on human rights and civil liberties groups. Demonstrations are ongoing in the English northwest of Cameroon over biases from French majorities. U-Mail estimates that there were 2.3 billion robocalls placed in December. Reports around the country at town hall meetings for congressional representatives from Tennessee to Utah indicate some are facing tough questions from voters about health insurance and reining in administration abuses. President Trump is now threatening a do-over with a new travel order since the courts have blocked his earlier effort. A French farmer who'd aided African migrants to safety defying the authorities in an effort being compared to the Underground Railroad was only given a fine of $3,200 for his sentence because his work has been broadly popular in France. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.